More than 300 Venezuelans who protested against the government this week were arrested by authorities. And chances are many of them are now inside a prison in Caracas called El Helicoide. It's a futuristic-looking former luxury shopping mall that's now headquarters for the Maduro government's secret police. And there's a history of political prisoners being tortured there. Our BBC colleague Karenina Valandia spoke with both former detainees and former Helicoide guards to find out more.
In 2014 and 2017, massive anti-government protests rocked Venezuela. The protesters were met by riot police, and hundreds were taken to El Helicoide.
I spent 2 years, 6 months, and 8 days living in perhaps the biggest torture center in Venezuela.
Rosmit Mantilla was a political activist and member of a party opposed to the government of President Maduro. He was arrested during the 2014 protest and accused of helping finance them, a charge he denies.
In May 2014,
I don't think there were more than 50 of us detained there, and it was already tight. Within 2 years, the number had increased to 300.
Rosmit says he was held with protesters and regular criminals, packed side by side into improvised cells, often without access to daylight or sanitation.
The size didn't matter. What mattered was the number of people that they could fit in that room. If they could push 100 people inside a room, that room would host 100 people. They added bars and they locked people inside.
Working at the prison during this time were two prison guards who agreed to speak to the BBC. Interviews with those inside the Venezuelan secret police are rare, and we can't reveal their identities because they fear government reprisals against their families. One former guard, whom we are calling Manuel, said the aim was to make people afraid.
And I think they get it, in a way.
His words have been translated.
Because nowadays, when there is a protest or a march, many Venezuelans are scared because they don't want to be arrested.
I've been in regular contact with a number of prisoners who were detained at El Helicoide. All of them described the systematic use of torture by the security services to obtain confessions. Victor, again not his real name or voice, is another former guard.
They took a transparent bag and they would suffocate the detainee to obtain information by covering their head with a bag. They use small electrical devices on different parts of the inmates' bodies, on the neck, on their feet, their ribs, and even on their genitals.
Manuel also told me that the torture was systematic.
While I was there, it didn't happen around me regularly because I was part of the percentage of officers who didn't agree with the situation. Because we knew that at some point it could have legal implications, and we had to protect ourselves from that.
And you were not involved?
No.
Okay, the reason why I ask is because some detainees have said that you were involved in beatings.
I understand that many detainees will have a version of events. Yes, I know some of them were mistreated. But for you to accuse someone, you need to have proof. So it would be very difficult for someone to name me.
In May last year, prisoners took control of El Helicoide. Security officers regained control shortly after, and many inmates were released or transferred to other jails. But according to former prisoners, around 150 are still detained there. The political activist, Rosmit Mantilla, was released in 2016 and has been granted asylum in France. Among the estimated 3 million people who have also left the country to seek a better life are the former guards, Victor and Manuel. The BBC asked the Venezuelan authorities for a detailed response to the allegations made in this report. They did not reply.
The BBC's Karenina Valandia reporting there on conditions inside El Helicoide, the former Caracas mall where many of Venezuela's political prisoners have been held.